God, my Father, I have been adopted by your love and invited into your house. You've chosen to make me a son. This is my core identity and the foundation of my life. But you are not only my Father, you are also the ruler over everything. And you put everything under Jesus Christ, who chose the cross and walked first in the resurrection. You've made Jesus the King of all kings and have given him authority over everything, including my life. Therefore, I am both a son and a man under your authority. I confess I used to buck authority, and I thought I could handle things on my own. I wanted to be the writer, director, and producer of my own story. I acted like the drafter, the foreman, and the one-man crew of my own projects. I operated in my wisdom and did things my way. My will dominated, and I refused to give up my invalid claim to lead. I trusted in my own muscle, and it did not go well. In moments of sinking, I mostly defaulted to self-saving rather than asking for help. I mismanaged my life, which brought harm to myself and those in my circle. And I've tried to mend my life on my own, but it doesn't work, because on his own, no man can be good enough. Though the old man has died, there are days he haunts me and begs for resurrection. So again, I put to death my former ways. I choose today to stand under the shelter and shade of your authority. I yield my strength and hand over everything I have. I choose humility, and I come as a child utterly dependent on his parents for survival. You've given me full access to the Spirit of Truth, who is my helper, and I confess I need your help. God, my Father, Jesus, my King, and Holy Spirit, my help, I give you unlimited access to my mind. Help me to arrest every thought and submit it to your judgment. I hold up every emotion to the piercing light of your truth. Your ways are above my ways. Your thoughts outnumber all the sediment and sand on the earth. I ask for the mind of Christ. I want to think your thoughts today. Flood my mind with truth, honor, justice, purity, love, and everything that is commendable, excellent, and worthy of worship. Infuse my ideas with your creativity. Grant me the generous outpouring of your wisdom. I gladly trade the wisdom of man for the wisdom of heaven. The wisdom by which you built the earth and divided the water yields a much higher return than silver. I choose to love wisdom like a sister or a brother. God, my Father, Jesus, my King, and Holy Spirit, my help, I give you my eyes and ears, for they are open windows to my soul. Place a lens over my eyes and a filter in my ears. Block the data that is damaging to my inner life. I choose to make a covenant with my eyes, and I want to be selective about the sounds I let in. Intensify your light and improve my signal to noise ratio so I may see and hear clearly in the chaos. Give me eyes to see the invisible reality, and give me ears to hear your voice. Expose my blind spots and remove the veil that used to bury me in darkness. Let me learn to perceive with the eyes and ears of my heart so I may be healed. God, my Father, Jesus, my King, and Holy Spirit, my help, I pray the empty words of this man could be backfilled with your Spirit. Let my speech bring revival instead of death. Let my voice rebuild rather than tear down, and let my tongue refresh those around me rather than setting things on fire. I submit myself to your full censorship. Place a bit in my mouth and set your burning coal to my lips. I want to honor you with the things I say. God, my Father, Jesus, my King, and Holy Spirit, my help, I give you the weight I've shouldered most of my life. My soul is screaming for rest, and so I choose to drop the exhausting yoke of self-rule. Along with these burdens, I set down the sum total of my life. Please give it back to me only after it is fully reformed. I've learned there is no profit in gaining the world, so I gladly pick up the cross you've assigned to me, and I welcome the resurrection that comes with it. God, my Father, Jesus, my King, and Holy Spirit, my help, I surrender my heart to you. Give me the will to give up my will. I relinquish the control I've tried to hold over my life. In the places my will conflicts with yours, let mine drop dead. Make my way obsolete. You know what needs to happen, so help me get out of the way. I want to be a funnel for your kingdom to come here and now. I also give you my heart's desires. I hold loosely to the good desires you've conceived in me. I realize some of these dreams will be fulfilled in this life, but many are being stockpiled for the life to come. I look forward to that day with hope, and I'm done demanding fast outcomes. In addition, I repent of the wrong desires in my heart, both those I'm aware of and those I'm ignorant to. Help me turn away from the muddy wells where I used to drink. I ask you to uproot and cut off any attachments I've made with lesser and destructive things. Let my primary and fullest desire be for you, God, the giver of all life. May I pursue you as a thirsty man hunts for water. I choose to chase after your kingdom first, knowing every good gift will follow, and let your love fill any void in my heart so I have enough reserves to love others. God, my Father, Jesus, my King, and Holy Spirit, my help, I trust you for the very breath in my lungs. I am alive because you breathed into the nostrils of man from the beginning. And even today, it is the force of your life that keeps me breathing and moving forward. Let the wind of your breath move me wherever you please, that I may be a man born of your spirit. God, my Father, Jesus, my King, and Holy Spirit, my help, I offer my hands for your use. For much of my life, I used my hands to grasp for security and to work for the favor of men. I avoided picking up any tool I didn't know how to use for fear of failure. I repent of all that so I can put my hand to the plow and carry out the holy and good work you've given me to do. Whether it is for me to carry a shovel at the back of the parade or draft a letter to the king, may I do it in a way that honors you and advances your kingdom. Whether planting or protecting, may I work with you rather than alone and for the good of others rather than for myself. God, my Father, Jesus, my King, and Holy Spirit, my help, I come to your table hungry and parched. Help me find today's bread and water. Thank you for the good things you give your sons and daughters. I also want to learn about the hidden food you spoke of and about the inner well that never dries up. I reject the food of wickedness and the wine of violence offered at every corner. Show me how to live off the words that come from your mouth. God, my Father, Jesus, my King, and Holy Spirit, my help, I consecrate my sexuality to you. Pass me through the filter of your pure love. Thank you for the mysterious gift of this union that fulfills and generates life. Empower me to protect, dignify, and cherish my wife. And if you're not married, possibly my future wife. And teach me the way of self-sacrifice rather than the way of consumption. These bodies you gave us are temples made to house your spirit. Help me to stay in the reality of this sacred truth so I can honor not only my own body, but every person I meet. God, my Father, Jesus, my King, and Holy Spirit, my help, strengthen my feeble knees and level the paths before me. Keep me from getting sidetracked and cast your light on the trail ahead. Steer me away from the pits and landmines set in front of me by hateful men and spirits, and teach me to run without tripping. Thank you for my family and my friends who are willing to extend their hands when I fall. And if I do fall, may I never cease to get back up. Take me with you up the mountain, but also give me faith to trust your presence when I traverse the valley of death. God, my Father, Jesus, my King, and Holy Spirit, my help, having placed everything I have and all that I am under your authority, I now choose to exercise and operate in that authority. You said, I am seated with you at the right hand of your throne, and I can draw strength from the same source that empowered your resurrection. In the knowledge of that truth, I bring the kingdom of your light over everything I have and all that I am, and I bring it against the kingdom of darkness in Jesus' name. I draw near to you, Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, and from there I resist the accuser of the brothers. I reject the ancient lie of self-promotion, and I take back the birthright promised to your sons before you made the world. I lift high the shield you gave me to block every burning arrow. Grant me courage to move forward where I should advance, and the restraint to stand still when I must hold the ground already taken. God, my Father, Jesus, my King, and Holy Spirit, my help, I come as your son, your servant, and your friend. I am a man under your authority. I yield again today to that authority that I may be covered by it and carry it wherever I go and in whatever I do this day. In the good and powerful name of Jesus, amen.